So if you cut the top of the iliac bone off, if you're coming from Iowa on the hips, that'll be okay. But if they order a pelvic, they order a pelvis, then you're missing the center of the bone. Midway between the ASI and SE symphysis. Okay, so if they come in and the hips are fractured, okay, you find the center point, you go down 2 inches, because you want the proximal femurs. Okay. If they come in just for a pelvis, and you're doing just the pelvis, then the center point is deep. Okay, and a 3. How much obliquant body should be used for posterior obliques of the SI joints? 25 to 30. And then 4 goes along with that. The LPO position for SI joints will demonstrate the right joint.
True.
And after the upside joint. Okay, number 5. Only a small part of the lesser trochanter, if any, will be visible on a well-positioned axial lateral.
True.
You should not see that bone at all, or if you see a little bit of it, that's okay. Okay, 6. Which of pelvic projections would be best for a patient with trauma to both proximal femurs? So first you do the AP pelvis, which they give you already. And then secondly, you would do the clonus magnum or the Sanderson, if you have a pain. Okay, 7. The correct method for the unilateral frog leg is?
Modified.
Okay, 8. Radiograph of an AP pelvis shows that the lesser trochanters are not visible. Is that good or bad?
It's good.
That's good.
Okay. Pelvis was performed for non-dramatic reasons. What should the tech do? Okay, 9. Radiograph of an axial lateral inferior superior projection shows that there is an excessive amount of grid lines. 6-to-1 grid was used. Which one of the pelvic points will correct that problem?
D.
Because of the grid. It's not perpendicular central ray. It doesn't matter how well it's positioned in relation to the legs. So the grid is the key. If you're getting grid lines, it means it's not perpendicular to the central ray. Okay, so that's the key. Okay, 10. Patient comes in through ER having sustained trauma to the pelvis. Patient's main complaint is about the left hip. Which of the following projections should be taken first?
AP pelvis.
AP pelvis. Okay, 11. Non-trauma patient comes to radiology with a history of chronic pain in the right hip. Patient's walking but hasn't had previous radiographs taken. Which of the following routines would be best suited for this type of patient?
B.
You do an AP pelvis, and then because she's walking, there's a suspected injury, you do a frog leg. If there's too much pain when you start doing the frog leg, then you do a cross-angle lateral. You try to throw the leg first. Okay, number 12. If the patient has excessive external rotation of 1 foot, a fractured hip may be indicated.
True.
So in that case, you're not going to rotate the leg in. It's possible fracture. Okay, 13. Patient comes to radiology with a request for a right hip. Planned care facilities, confused about the cause of injury. The tech takes an AP pelvis, and when the lateral frog leg is attempted, the patient complains loudly about the pain. What should the tech do?
C.
And that would be called, what's the name for that projection?
Danielis Miller.
Danielis Miller. Okay, 14. Patient comes in through ER with a possible bilateral fractured hips. What routine should be done?
B.
AP pelvis, and bilateral hips, not ER.
Thank you.
Okay, and the last one. The amount of abduction for the modified cleaves.
40 to 45.
Okay. Did you normal stage just on the next one? Do you have to
address? No, I had to look
them up. We'll finish off the sacrum. We'll do a little more review on the lumbar spine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure if we'll have the exam on Friday. I'm not sure yet. Well, we only have a 2-hour class. We'll probably have the exam on lumbar the following Thursday. Not next Thursday, but the following Thursday.
The exam will be on the 23rd.
All three?
Yeah, the lumbar second part.
On Thursday?
The following Thursday. Not next Thursday, the following Thursday.
On the 3rd.
Okay, that's it for today.